Hello, my name is Gabe, and I believe your English will improve today. Welcome to Studio Classroom. Today we will begin to get into a travel article that will take us halfway around the world to Latin America. If you had a chance to travel to Latin America, where would you choose to go? Personally, I'd love to go to Ecuador and Peru, but I think many people would say Costa Rica. If that's you, you're in luck, because we'll be learning all about this amazing country today. What can you do there? Well, many things, of course, but our lesson will suggest the Monte Verde Cloud Forest Biological Reserve. That might be hard to say, but I'm sure it's a beautiful place to visit. You'll also learn about a bird that many people consider one of the world's most beautiful birds. What's its name? Listen closely, and you'll find out. Well, let's go join Rebecca and get started. Come on. And over this way is the studio.
Gabe, I know. Oh. Hey, everyone. I'm Rebecca. Gabe, I know that this is Studio Classroom. Well, I know this is the studio.
I know, but as you can see, I'm playing the part of tour guide today, as we will be getting into a lesson about Costa Rica. Now, Rebecca, Costa Rica is in Latin America.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Would you like to visit anywhere in Latin America? Where would you like to go?
You know, I actually have several friends who have gone to Costa Rica, and I want to go there myself.
Yeah?
I do.
So you would like to go to Costa Rica. Of all the Latin American countries, you want to go to Costa Rica.
I really want to go to Costa Rica. Actually, one of my friends from back home, she did a missions trip to Costa Rica, and she was teaching young girls how to cut hair.
That's great!
Yeah, it was actually really cool.
And you would like to go there too, Rebecca? This lesson seems perfect for you.
Why?
And for me, well, because we both would like to go to Costa Rica, I will be your tour guide today. Let's get started with the first reading of the day.
Yes.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. You'll never lack for something to do in this Central American country. Have you ever wanted to hike up a volcano? Or walk in the clouds? Maybe you'd like to watch turtles lay eggs on a beach. You can do all that and more in Costa Rica. The country's amazing natural beauty, animal and plant life, make it a popular place for travelers. You can start by walking in the clouds. A must-see is the Monte Verde Cloud Forest Biological Reserve.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 volcano 这个名词。Volcano 是指火山，例如 the volcano suddenly erupted and the village at the bottom of the mountain was covered by lava. 这一座火山突然爆发，山下的村庄全部被熔浆给淹没了。如果是活火山的话，是 an active volcano, active. 休火山的话是 a dormant volcano, dormant.如果是死火山的话是 an extinct volcano, extinct. 它的形容词是 volcanic, volcanic. 例如 volcanic ash 是指火山灰。接下来我们看的是 biological 这个形容词。bio 这个字根是指生命， log 这个字根是指学理或者是研究。所以 biological 是指生物的或者是生物学的。例如 the research team studies the biological system of tropical rainforests. 这个研究团队研究热带雨林中的生物系统。Biological 也指亲生的。例如 Henry is adopted and has never met his biological parents. Henry 是被领养的，从来没有见过自己的亲生父母。
Yes, welcome to Costa Rica. This will be a very exciting lesson. We have a lot to learn.Let's see what we read first. You'll never lack for something to do in this Central American country. Rebecca, I can see you are taking good notes right there.
Yes.
Do you have anything special written down? Do you have a lack of good notes or do you have some good notes?
Oh, Gabe, I never have a lack for good notes.
Good.
I feel like I'm always writing some stuff down, and I never have a lack for new ideas. I'm always thinking of new ideas and coming up with these great ideas. Now, Gabe, one thing I noticed about you.
What was that?
Yes, you never seem to have a lack for words, and definitely for style and fashion.
Well, what was I trying to say?
Gabe, are you having...
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes. Usually, I don't have a lack for words. Well, let's continue here. Have you ever wanted to hike up a volcano?
Gabe, are you asking me that question? Because as a matter of fact, I have wanted to hike up a volcano.
Oh, right. Well, so have I. And actually, if you want to hike up a volcano, Costa Rica is the perfect place to see a nice, lovely volcano.
Wait, so we're going to hike up that volcano? There's lava coming up out of it?
Well, yes, there is lava. It's kind of dangerous to get too close to a volcano. This volcano is actually one in Hawaii. It's one of the most active volcanoes in the world. But of course, we'll be talking about a volcano in Costa Rica. But this is a great question. Have you ever wanted to do something? For example, have you ever wanted to go skydiving? I have. I've never done it before, and I would like to do that.
Or have you ever wanted to fly a kite? Or swim in a lake? Have you ever wanted to swim in a lake? I know that I've wanted to do that as well.
Well, what are some things that you would like to do? You could ask this question to somebody else. Now, we see a couple of things mentioned here. You could hike up a volcano, walk in the clouds. Does that mean you're actually walking on the clouds, Rebecca?
No, Gabe, that's a great question. You're actually not walking on the clouds because clouds obviously are not strong enough to hold you. That just means that you are hiking really, really, really high up so it feels like you're walking through the clouds.
Okay, well, that's a good explanation there. It's good to know. So you can walk in the clouds. Maybe you'd like to watch turtles lay eggs on a beach. You can do all that and more in Costa Rica. Let's take a look at this phrase, all that and more. How do you use that phrase?
Well, this reminds me of when I was buying a camera. I was looking for a camera that would take great pictures and could also take video. Well, I remember the salesperson telling me, she brought up a camera and said, well, you can have all that and more with this particular camera. And I bought the camera.
Well, I guess she was a very successful salesperson. Now, maybe you walk into a restaurant. Maybe you're looking for steak and ribs and pasta. You can have all that and more at this restaurant. Well, later on in our lesson, we're going to learn about a very interesting and beautiful bird called the quetzal. It's spelled Q-U-E-T-Z-A-L. Now, is Q always followed by a U? Let's see what the guys in the info cloud have to say about that.
As a young student in America, I never, ever saw a Q that wasn't followed by a U.
It was like some unwritten rule. If there was a Q in a word, it needed a U right after it. Well, today, there are a lot of English words containing Qs without the U's, thanks in large part to the growing influence of foreign languages like Arabic and Chinese.
Right. English has absorbed the Arabic word qadi, Q-A-D-I, which is an Islamic judge. Another example is qi, the physical life force described in Chinese medicine. These words display English's flexibility in adopting new spelling constructions to accommodate foreign words.
But did you know English also has a few of its own Q without the U words? For instance, Kiana, Q-I-A-N-A, which is a type of nylon.
QWERTY, Q-W-E-R-T-Y, is now an official word that describes the standard English keyboard layout. And TRANK, T-R-A-N-Q, is a sedative. It comes from the word tranquilizer.
Whoever made the list was very generous in including QWERTY and TRANK.
I agree. But the point is, our world is changing. And as it does, English is changing right along with it.
在英文只要有 Q 出现的时候，后面几乎都紧接着 U 这个字母。不信的话，你可以去翻一下字典。除了几个例外，冷门的字像 Kiana、QWERTY 跟 Trank， 几乎所有用到 Q 的英文单字后面都会接 U。但现在我们会发现，这个不成文的规则已经越来越不适用了，因为有一些外国语文，像阿拉伯文跟中文，已经慢慢的在影响改变英文。像 Qadi 这个字源自阿拉伯文，表示一个伊斯兰教的法官。还有 Qi 这个字来自中文的气，指的是中医所讲的气。由此可见，语言是活的，它会跟着时代不断的在改变。我们学英文也要跟着改变。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, here in our lesson, we read the country's amazing natural beauty, animal and plant life make it a popular place for travelers. Now, we see a good phrase here that we would like to talk about, and that is to make it something.
That's right. So, for example, in this sentence, because of the animal and plant life,This place is very popular for travelers. You could use this phrase in other ways. The brownies make this restaurant a great place to come to for dessert.
Exactly. Or you could say that the playground at the park makes it a perfect place for children.
All right. Well, we're going to learn a little bit more about Costa Rica right after this. Ooh, a bird. Right. Oh, it seems so far away. Well, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning about some of the various things that you can do if you ever have a chance to visit Costa Rica. You could hike up a volcano, walk in the clouds, watch turtles lay eggs, and much more in this one-of-a-kind country. Personally, I think I'd like to see the volcano most.Well, right now we're going to find out more about the Monteverde Cloud Forest Biological Reserve. Say that 10 times fast. Okay, these binoculars, I think they... Oh, I was looking through them the wrong way. Ah, there we go, much better. Wow, you're really close now. Okay, let's get started with the next reading. Well, those words are big.
Costa Rica. Its trees hide more than 400 species of birds. Hike one of the trails to enjoy the tropical beauty. Wear good shoes and a raincoat. It's not called a rainforest for nothing. Many people come hoping to see a quetzal, a rare colorful bird that lives in the forest. It is considered to be one of the world's most beautiful birds.More forest fun exists outside of the reserve. Take a canopy tour. Hike the canopy pathways or fly through the forest canopy on a zip line.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 species 这个名词。Species 是指生物的物种，所以它的单数型还有复数型都是同样的拼法，字尾都是 S。例如 ,There are over 300 species of butterflies on the island of Taiwan. 台湾这个岛屿上有超过300种蝴蝶的品种。如果是濒临绝种的品种的话，是用 endangered, E-N-D-A-N-G-R-E-D, 这个形容词。例如 ,Black rhinos are an endangered species. 黑犀牛是一种濒临绝种的物种。所以我们看的是 canopy 这个名词。canopy 是指雨棚、帐篷或者是顶盖。例如 ,the vendors set up canopies over their stands to make sure their goods are safe from the rain. 小贩们把摊子上搭上了雨棚，确保货物不会被雨淋到。或者是 ,the branches of the pine trees formed a thick canopy that only let a little sunlight through.松树的树枝形成了浓厚的树冠层，只有让一些阳光可以透过去。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, continuing with the second sentence in the next section, hike one of the trails to enjoy the tropical beauty, wear good shoes and a raincoat. Now, when you're hiking, what would be considered good shoes to wear, Gabe?
I'm glad you asked, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. As your tour guide, I feel obligated to tell you,
yes.
Maybe you should have some boots like this, like the kind that I'm wearing here. I'm wearing good hiking boots.
So then these shoes, those are hiking boots too.
Yes, they are.
So these wouldn't be good shoes to wear.
Oh, no, Rebecca, that's terrible. Oh, and please, don't go hiking in your high heels. I see so many people in Taipei doing that. Women go hiking in high heels. That's not a good idea. Wear hiking boots. Well, there's another sentence here. It's not called a rainforest for nothing. That means there's a reason it's called a rainforest. Liz would like to take a closer look at this sentence. Let's go join her now.
How's it going, friends? My name is Liz, and please join me as we have a closer look at this sentence. It's not called a rainforest for nothing. Notice the phrase at the end of the sentence, for nothing. It's just another way to say for no reason. So what the writer is saying is, it's not called a rainforest for no reason. In other words, there's a reason why it's called a rainforest. This phrase, for nothing, is often seen in casual situations where we talk about how a subject is known for a certain quality. In the case of today's sentence, we're talking about a place and why it's called a rainforest. We can also use this phrase to talk about people. For example, if Sam had been a hard worker for all these years and finally got a promotion, we can say that Sam wasn't given that promotion for nothing. Or, let's say a certain actress has really done a good job in so many different kinds of movies, and that's why she was voted Best Actress of the Year. So we can say she didn't earn that title for nothing. And that's it for today. My name is Liz, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, here in our lesson, we read, many people come hoping to see a gazelle, which is a rare, colorful bird that lives in the forest.
Spanish is such a difficult language. It's Quetzal. Quetzal, Rebecca.
Quetzal.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, you know, it is kind of a tricky word to say, but it is a really awesome bird. But we want to pause for just a moment and talk about a phrase here in the sentence, hoping to. When you hope to do something, that means that you want to do it, or you're hoping that it actually happens.
That's right. So maybe you do one thing hoping that something else happens. For example, I called hoping to find out more about the concert. Or she went home at 8 o'clock hoping to see that show on TV.
Well, I'm hoping to read 70 books this year.
Wow. Good luck, Rebecca.
Well, I like to read, so I'm hoping that it can actually happen.
That's good. Okay, well, friends, we move on here talking about this rare and colorful bird. It is considered to be one of the world's most beautiful birds, and I'm so glad we had access to a picture of this bird because it is beautiful.
That's such a beautiful bird. I could see why it's considered to be one of the most beautiful birds.
Hey, you mentioned a good phrase there, considered to be. That means many people think or have this opinion about something. So, for example, Thanksgiving and Christmas are considered to be the most celebrated holidays in the U.S.
Well, did you know Kings Park is considered to be the most famous park in Australia?
I did not know that. Interesting. How else could you use this phrase? The clothing company is considered to have the most comfortable clothes. This shoe company is considered to be the best shoe company in the world.
Well, maybe you're thinking of taking a vacation somewhere. I would discourage you from checking out Detroit because Detroit in Michigan is considered to be one of the worst cities to visit.
To poor people in Detroit. Well, anyway, there are many good places to visit. Costa Rica is one of them. Now, what is your favorite kind of bird? We're talking about this Quetzal. I wonder what different people have to say about that. Let's see what's going on in the SC Challenge. What is your favorite kind of bird? Do you have an answer for me?
I think it's Elsimo.
So much Elsimo.
就是有点黄色的，但我忘记了。
黄色的，你说电视上的那个吗？
那个芝麻街里那个有个大鸟。
Yeah, Big Bird. You're thinking Big Bird. Say my favorite kind of bird is Big Bird.
My favorite kind of bird is Big Bird.
好，下一个人。What kind of bird is your favorite?
Blue Jay?
A blue jay.
I don't like birds.
Oh, then what do you like?
But I do like dogs.
Dogs.
Go, go, you know?
Woof, woof.
Oh, excuse me, I'm busy now.
I like chickens.
My favorite kind of bird?
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, so like a pigeon.
That's not a pigeon.
That's not a pigeon?
No.
Well, what is that?
That's a crow. You don't know that?
Your favorite kind of bird is a crow. All right. Uh-huh. That sounds good to me. Are you up for the SC challenge?
Well, that was definitely a great challenge.
Rebecca, look over there. Someone is on a zip line.
Oh, I think I see them.
Oh, yeah, this is so cool. This word is in our lesson, too. Have you ever been on a zip line? You're going down this cable like this. It can be kind of scary.
I want to go zip lining. Take me.
I know. It is so much fun. Okay, friends, we've had a lot of fun so far, and we have more to learn right now with Linda in the editor's summary.
This month we're in South America, in the country of Costa Rica, where you can hike up a volcano or watch turtles lay eggs on the beach, or both, and much, much more. This popular tourist place has amazing natural beauty, animals, and plant life that everyone will enjoy seeing. So where do we start? Well, how about with a walk in the clouds in the must-see Monteverde Cloud Forest Biological Reserve? More than 400 species of birds can be found in the trees there. And tropical beauty is just waiting for you. But be sure to wear good hiking shoes and take a raincoat. Lots of people go there with hopes of seeing one of the world's most beautiful birds, the rare, colorful quetzal. Outside the reserve, you can also take a canopy tour, hike the canopy pathways, and fly on the zip line. Sounds fun.
All right, well, we've learned something cool about that most beautiful bird in the world, but what about the volcano, Rebecca?
Wait, I
want to go on the volcano.
What volcano are you talking about? Oh, that volcano.
Yeah.
Gabe, that's next time.
Oh, right. Yes, it is next time, so make sure you come back then, right here to Studio Classroom. We're going to learn about the volcano, the beaches.
Bye.
That's going to be fun.
It is, so come back.